central focus of Parshas Yisro is, of course, the Aseret HaDibros, and the Ramban has several comments regarding the transmission of the Aseret HaDibros from Hashem to the Jewish people. As we've mentioned a couple of times in the past, this is really the fundamental aspect of all of Torah. How does a divine being, how does Hashem himself transmit, communicate his desire to us human beings? That's through the presence, or through the personage of a prophet. And how that's going to be transmitted, the belief system that what's being given over is accurate, is the fundamental point in all of Torah. That everything that we're doing is, in fact, Yiratzon Hashem. It is what it is that Hashem desires for us to have in the commandments that we are are an accurate transmission. So the pasuk says in the back and forth between Moshe and the Jewish people leading up to Aseret HaDibros, there are various conversations which take place in those days. In one of those pasukim, Hashem says to Moshe, "Hine anochi bo eilecha da'av ha'anon. I am going to come to you in the thickness of the cloud. There will be this huge cloud cover. That's going to be my presence, and I will come to you, Moshe, through that presence." And the Torah gives two reasons why. Ba'avur yishma ha'om de'dabri imach, in order that the people should hear when I speak to you, v'gam b'cho ya'amino li'olam, and so that they should believe in you forever. The Ramban explains these two ideas, that the people should hear and that they should believe in you. Says the Ramban, when Hashem communicated the Aseret HaDibros to Moshe, the people themselves became Nevi'im, they became prophets in the words that Hashem was communicating to Moshe. The Jewish people during the Aseret HaDibros were not hearing those Dibros through anyone else, they were hearing Hashem communicate directly to Moshe, but they themselves heard those words and understood them, so that they would know for all time's sake that the communication was valid. The people themselves became the prophets on a level of Moshe himself to hear the direct communication. And therefore, says the Ramban, the back half of the pasuk, "Gam b'cho yaminu l'netzach b'cho hadoros." Through that, we will believe in you, Moshe, for all generations, because the transmission, the Mesorah that would start then would be these 3 million or so people gathered around the mountain would all transmit to their children, "I heard the Aseret HaDibros being given from Hashem to Moshe. I heard, I understood it myself," and therefore anyone who would come in later generations and say that really we're supposed to be doing this or be doing that, and they'd say anything against the words of the Torah, it would fly in the face of the national Mesorah, the national tradition that we have of people themselves who understood those words themselves coming from them, from Hashem to directly to Moshe. Later the Ramban addresses a separate issue. We are all familiar with the Chazal that says that there's a noticeable change in the way the Aseret HaDibros are taught to us. The first two of the Aseret HaDibros are, the speaker is clearly Hashem himself. Anochi Hashem Elokecha. I am Hashem, your God, who took you out. The speaker is clearly Hashem. Starting with the third of the 10 Dibros and moving on, the speaker clearly changed, and it's Moshe speaking about Hashem. Lo tisa Hashem Hashem Elokecha l'shav. You shouldn't take the name of your God, of Hashem God, in vain. It's no longer Hashem speaking, "Don't take my name." The speaker is now Moshe speaking about Hashem. And Chazal pick up on this difference, and they say, in Meseches Makos and elsewhere, the first two of the Dibros were said by Hashem himself, and the other eight were said by Moshe. Says the Ramban, how does this fit with this idea that the Aseret HaDibros were communicated directly from Hashem to the Jewish people and they heard? So the Ramban says a fascinating thing. The Ramban says there are three levels in the way that mitzvos were communicated to the Jewish people. The first two of the Aseret HaDibros were communicated, as I just mentioned, Hashem speaks to Moshe, and the people hear and understand directly the words that are being communicated. They can repeat word for word exactly what was being said. They're on the level of prophecy of Moshe himself. Says the Ramban, the Aseret HaDibros numbers 3 through 8 were said in a way, says the Ramban, Yishma'u kol hadibur. The Jewish people heard that there was a communication between Hashem and Moshe, the lo yavinu oso. But they had fallen, they were no longer able to understand what was being said. V'yitzarech Moshe letargim lahem kol dibur v'dibur ad sheyavinu oso mimoshe. Says the Ramban, two Dibros they understood themselves. After that, Chazal, they couldn't take it anymore. It was too much. So they still, during Kabbalah Satorah, during the Aseret HaDibros, heard a voice. There was some form of a communication of prophecy being given from Hashem to Moshe, but they couldn't make out what it was. Moshe had to translate them, and that's why the Dibros 3 through 10 are Moshe clearly speaking, in his person, it's saying, Lo sisa Hashem alokecha lashav. Don't take Hashem's name in vain. Vishar kol ha-mitzvah, says Rabban, throughout the Torah. Bishar ha-mitzvos yaminu b'moshe b'kol. The rest of the mitzvos were only belief in Moshe, because they didn't hear anything. Moshe would simply say to them, Kol amar Hashem. He would say, Vaidaber Hashem Moshe Leimer, and he would teach them. But they didn't hear the direct prophecy. So those three levels, but the Aseres HaDibros was some level of communication. The first two, says Rabban, they understood. 3 through 8, they heard something, but couldn't grasp what exactly it was. 3 through 10. And then all the other mitzvos, once they had the belief system, once they themselves, the Jewish people, could say, I heard Hashem speaking. I heard and understood too. I heard and understood 3 through 8, 3 through 10. Then the rest, when Moshe would say, V'gan b'chol yaminu li'olam, the Emunah in Moshe as a Navi, the Emunah in Moshe as a conveyor of the word of Hashem was clear, and all the other mitzvahs were then transmitted from Moshe to the Jewish people as such. That is the Ramban. That's how we understand how the Torah was communicated through Hashem, through from Hashem, through Moshe, to the Jewish people.